yesterday, you know, we had discussed the possibility of putting an amendment onto a supplemental appropriation, which is on the Senate floor. However, and I stand to be corrected, is that the exact bill passed the House yesterday came over to the Senate. So if we were to put the amendment on the floor, it would be wherever the bill is going, our major resources would be taken into account. In addition to that, with the agreement that the leadership has, that we're passing the bill first, I think we'll have to work on that bill. So whenever that bill comes up to finance, then we'll take it up on the supplemental report, the emergency part.
That's Article
275. Right, yeah. So if the,
I don't know why we should provide return transportation for something that comes up here.
stays here for 10 years and maybe he understands his way back to where he came from, if he wants to go, with all his household and everybody else. He looks to me like he's been around with everybody, and the time's been last year or year before, it's one of the ones that this is opening back up that loophole.
Mr. Chairman, I don't know how he did the REA age now, whether that's by individual contract or how it came, but I think there is a return trip. If someone goes to teach in a rural school, don't they get a return trip halfway in the season, and then at the end of the season,
I
I'd get into it first, you know, that the staff could not get a discipline, it doesn't have zero discipline impact. It's a full state anyway, but it's a good guess, isn't it?